At face value, it might seem like our gospel tonight is simply a teaching on wealth. And it is that, but it is also much more. A priest once explained to me it in this way, and it made a lot of sense. As human beings, we naturally desire security, protection, and we want to provide for our future. But we are also fallen human beings. And so sometimes what we consider protection or being provided for the future gets askewed, or we can make it too comfortable. For the Christian, there is a difference between wealth and adequate security. And we have to be very honest with ourselves about what that means. Wealth is more than we need. Security is having what we need. And what defines this is really in our gospel today, what can help us define this is neglect, where neglect comes into play. As Jesus tells us about this rich man, he doesn't say that this rich man was particularly wicked. He wasn't a murderer. He didn't go out and do a bunch of bad things. What did he do? His biggest sin is that he neglected the poor. How many of us are guilty of the same thing? And yet this man deserves hell because of his neglect. For some of us, maybe it's not neglecting the poor. Maybe it's neglecting family prayer, neglecting modesty, neglecting our knowledge of church teaching, neglecting of particular family relationships, or neglecting problems and issues that we need to face. Remember the old adage, how do you boil a frog? You throw him into a hot pan of water, he's going to jump out. But if you slowly turn it up, that's how you can cook him. And that's exactly how Satan pursues us. He doesn't get us to do horrible, terrible things. He gets us to be neglectful. And that neglect turns into self-absorption. And it progresses from there. In our first reading, the Israelites are being chastised for being complacent, for just really sitting down on the job, not being aware of the needs around them or the reality of what's going on around them. We too can fall subject to the same temptation. Whatever the case may be, there's only one solution. And that is found in the second reading today. When St. Paul says to pursue your faith, how many of us can say that we pursue our faith? When I think of pursuing something, I think in high school about how I pursued particular girls, not in a creepy way, that would be weird, but because you thought they were really beautiful or really smart or very talented, you would call them, probably to the point where you were annoying, and then finally you get the hint and you back off. I think of when I played a video game in high school too. It was called Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. And you got to play the part of the police chasing a fast car. And the object was to try to catch up with it. Hopefully that gives you just a little bit of an image of what pursuing our faith should be. That we will, in a sense, stop at nothing to catch it. That we want to obtain it. And that we're willing to do anything to get there. And brothers and sisters, if our involvement in our faith is simply, essentially, Sunday Mass, that's not pursuit, is it? We come in, we check out, we say, okay, I did my duty, I'm done. God is pursuing you. Remember the famous poem, The Hound of Heaven. He's coming after you, not in a bad way, but because he's madly in love with you. And all he wants in return, brothers and sisters, is the same thing, is that we pursue him with all of our hearts. You see, you don't want to end up like the rich man in the gospel today, looking back on your life, wishing you'd done something different, thinking, you know, I wish I could send a messenger to my family and tell them, hey, wake up, guys, quit being complacent. There's more to it than what we think. Just like the rich man, we have all these tools at our disposal in this life. Not just this Mass today, but personal prayer, the liturgy of the hours, the public church of, or prayer of the church, Bible studies, a women's Bible study that began last week, the Capons Men's Retreat on October 15th. Have our men's group, our women's group, our school, our PSR program. We have all these resources. I could go on and on. They can help us to pursue our faith. But only if we take advantage of them. Do not be like this rich man in the gospel today. Complacent and neglectful.